And last but not least, never give up.
Yes, that is last but not least. Well, it's that time, you know, when you've tripped and fallen on your face just one more time, and you know you just can't get up, and you're lying there thinking, well, I'm breathing in and I'm breathing out, so there must be something I can do. And you do it. And as I say, this is true in all areas of life. But, I have a story about this of my own, which is completely out of the wilderness realm at all. In 1994 or 95, I came up with an idea for a novel that I wanted to write. And I started working on it, and I couldn't, and I tried to write it as a short story, and as a screenplay, and as this, and as that. And over the years, I kept going back to it, and it just, you know, the idea wouldn't let me alone, and yet I couldn't succeed at writing it well. And in 2007, my younger daughter, Amelia, was home from college, and I happened to tell her this idea that had been bugging me for so long. And she said, this is a fabulous idea. You have to keep going. And because of her encouragement, I kept going and actually finished the book and polished the book and made it decent. And the publishing company, Alfred A. Knopf, bought it, and it's coming out this coming spring.
Oh, what's the name?
It's called Lucy.
Lucy.
Lucy. Yes, and it's actually, it plays out of a lot of the scientific research that I did writing deep survival and everyday survival. But it's a novel. And after all those years, you know, I just wouldn't quit. And thanks to the help of my daughters, in the end, wouldn't quit. But it was one of those things that if you'd asked me this 4 years ago, you're ever going to finish that book, I would have said, nah, it'll never happen. I've tried, you know, I've tried enough times. It's, you know what I mean? So you just never know.
There was one story in Deep Survival, and I can't remember the name of the person, but it was the survivor who lives through incredible efforts to get back down to base camp, and their friend is just leaving, and you literally sit on the edge of your chair thinking, oh, my God, are they going to, you know, is he going to get all this way? But that's
that was Joe Simpson. He had a book called Touching the Void, and it was made into a movie. And he's the guy who broke his leg at 20,000 feet on a mountain in Peru. It was 19,000, I think, actually.
Oh, wow. I didn't make the connection with Touching the Void.
Yes, it was Touching the Void.
Uh-huh.
And he literally crawled down the mountain with a broken leg, and everything that could possibly happen to him, every bad thing happened to him on the way down. And he literally crawled into camp as his partner was packing things up to leave. The guy was burning his clothes, you know, and just crawled into camp, you know, by his fingernails. So that's an example of what I'm talking about. He could have easily died, but he just wouldn't give up.
It's funny.
It's sort of like the Terminator syndrome.